And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 14th of March, 2015. 1939, on this day, John Steinbeck's novel The Grapes of Wrath was published. He had been working on it for several years, since 1936, in fact, driving around the Central Valley of California, visiting migrant camps and writing articles about their terrible conditions. He sat down to write a longer book and entitled the novel The Great Pig Sticking, and then changed it to L'Affaire Lettuceburg. It was a satire, and he wrote 70,000 words and decided that it was no good, and he burned it. He started again, wrote for 6 months, and wrote the book that we know. He wrote to his agent, "It is a slow, plodding book, but I don't think it is dull. I never have worked so hard and so long in my life." It was his wife, Carol, who suggested the title, The Grapes of Wrath, a phrase from the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Steinbeck did not think it would be a popular book. It was the best-selling book of 1939, and it won the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize. It's the birthday of the playwright Horton Foote, born in Wharton, Texas, 1916, author of more than 60 plays and screenplays, including a series of 9 one-act plays called Orphan's Home Cycle, loosely based on Foote's father, other members of the family, set in the fictional town of Harrison, Texas, early in the 20th century, whose protagonist is Horace Robideau. It's the birthday of the photographer Deanne Arbus, born Deanne Nemirov in New York City, 1923, who took portraits of transvestites, giants, dwarfs, twins, triplets, carnival performers, and sometimes ordinary people. Deanne Arbus said, "I work from awkwardness. By that I mean if I stand in front of something, instead of arranging it, I arrange myself." It's the birthday of the humorist Max Schulman, born St. Paul, Minnesota, 1919, grew up during the Great Depression, and he said, "I turned early to humor as my branch of writing because life was bitter and I was not." It's the birthday of Sylvia Beach, born Baltimore, 1887, went to Paris, opened a bookstore, Shakespeare and Company. She met James Joyce in 1920, just as he was finishing Ulysses. He could not get it published. She offered to publish it for him, even though she'd never published a book before. She edited the manuscript herself. It came out on Joyce's birthday, February 2nd, 1922. And it's the birthday of Albert Einstein, born in Ulm, Germany, 1879, who in 1905 earned his doctorate and published 4 important papers, one of them his special theory of relativity, stating that absolute space and absolute time don't exist, they are relative to each other and should be represented as space-time, that the only constant is the speed of light. Here's a poem for today, a very old English poem by an unknown author. This is the farmer sowing his corn that kept the cock that crowed in the morn, that waked the priest all shaven and shorn, that married the man all tattered and torn, that kissed the maiden all forlorn, that milked the cow with the crumpled horn, that tossed the dog, that worried the cat, that killed the rat, that ate the malt, that lay in the house that Jack built. This is the house that Jack built, an old poem. And that's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.